From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Emerald ash borer has been found in Superior, Wisconsin, the most northern location in that state yet. Members of a Superior City street crew were removing a dead tree from a boulevard last week when they found signs of emerald ash borer infestation. Duluth has at least 4,500 mostly green ash on boulevards across parks, forested areas, and backyards throughout the city. It's likely tens of thousands more, that according to the city's Public Works Operations Manager and City Forester. The Minnesota Department of Agriculture at this time does not have immediate plans to place any counties in the state under quarantine as a result of this find, but says it will be evaluating the situation over the coming weeks. MDA staff are currently checking emerald ash borer traps, including traps in the Duluth area. However, no EAB have been found on any traps yet this year. A recent letter from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to the state and federal agencies overseeing the revised PolyMet environmental review appears to offer good news for the copper mining project. According to the Duluth News Tribune, the letter from the EPA to the U.S. Forest Service, U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources said the revised environmental review, quote, reflects significant progress in designing and clearly documenting the project, unquote. The letter, signed by Alan Waltz, the EPA's Director of Enforcement and Compliance Assurance, stopped short of endorsing the mining project, but it went on to state that, quote, EPA appreciates the collaborative and constructive discussions we have had with the co-lead agencies since receiving the preliminary supplemental draft environmental impact statement. In these discussions, we have covered all of the areas where the EPA had questions or comments, unquote. The preliminary supplemental draft environmental impact statement underway for the past 2 years was needed after the EPA strongly criticized the first effort released in 2010, calling it incomplete and unacceptable. Since then, the company and regulatory agencies have gone back and reworked the plan, especially dealing with water treatment to prevent acidic runoff, as well as a proposed land exchange for PolyMet to acquire the mine site property from the U.S. Forest Service. In a related story, an environmental lawyer accuses the Environmental Protection Agency of watering down a letter that praised progress toward completing a long-awaited review of plans for building the first copper-nickel mine in the northeastern Minnesota area. Paula McAbee of Water Legacy says an early draft she obtained under the state Freedom of Information Law was much tougher than the final version, which the mine's developer has been publicly touting this past week. PolyMet's Mining Vice President for Governmental and Environmental Affairs, Letitia Geitzen, denies the company put political pressure on EPA to tone down the letter. Scientists say Lake Michigan's Green Bay is developing dead zones, similar to sections of Lake Erie and the Gulf of Mexico, where there's so little oxygen that few, if any, organisms can survive. In a web presentation made this week, experts said the primary culprit is excessive levels of nutrients such as phosphorus that wash into the Wisconsin Bay from farms, industry, and municipal wastewater treatment systems. The nutrients feed algae that eventually dies and sinks to the bottom, where it decomposes. The process uses large volumes of oxygen. Tracy Valenta of Green Bay's Metropolitan Sewerage District says phosphorus levels in the bay have jumped in recent years. She says the oxygen drop-off may explain the disappearance in the area of the burrowing mayfly, a species whose presence indicates a healthy ecosystem. Groups opposed to Minnesota's wolf hunt have started a petition drive to stop the hunting season set for November. Howling for Wolves is leading the effort to collect more than 50,000 signatures to present to Governor Mark Dayton. Howling for Wolves President Maureen Hackett says the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources' own wolf population survey showing a nearly 25% decline in the population in 5 years is reason enough to suspend hunting. DNR researchers have said Minnesota's wolf population can sustain a hunt. At approximately 2 a.m. on Sunday, August 4th, Cook County deputies responded to a pit party reportedly involving minors. Four squads responded. All were from the Cook County Sheriff's Department. Deputies cited a total of 26 people. 15 citations were issued for underage consumption. Of those 15, six were also cited for fleeing on foot. 9 additional persons were cited for fleeing on foot, 1 for possession of drug paraphernalia, and 1 for possession of alcohol. Of the 15 citations issued for underage consumption, 3 were under the age of 18. According to Sheriff Mark Falk, one 18-year-old was transported to Cook County North Shore Hospital by ambulance because of seizures. Initially, deputies thought it was related to alcohol consumption. However, the person later admitted to faking the seizures. The county attorney's office is reviewing the reports for possible additional charges that include social host ordinance violations. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.